That's a brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's corner, Giroud! Goal given! Wow! A game of legends, a game of thrills! Olivier Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting, exciting installment of the
VAR show.
With your host that does the most, the host that does not boast.
All right.
The one, the only, DJ Stones. And with me here is...
is the host from the West Coast. The host that does not like toast. But likes to boast. All right.
And boy, do we got a good show for you today.
An incredible show. Jam-packed.
Incredible show.
Yeah.
And before we get into anything, let us enjoy these tunes.
Yo, the boys and girls, we're here to mash up the place. I'm one of the youngest in age, so make sure you're watching this.
Time and time again, I know that I saw my sins. You don't see my sin no more.
Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Radio has never been better.
This past Sunday, we saw a FA Cup classic.
Which one? Because there was
two, actually.
There was two. This past weekend was peak FA Cup.
It was peak FA Cup.
Peak FA Cup.
So obviously, I want to start off with the one we're not going to really delve too much into, which is Wolves versus Coventry, where the game ended up 3-2.
But not the way you would expect it.
But not the way you expected it. Not Wolves 3.
No. It's the other way around.
And not that they were even dominating throughout the game.
Nope.
No. I believe they scored 2 goals in stoppage time.
Literally, one was 90 plus 7, and then the other one was 90 plus 10. Insane game.
Insane late goals to pull them back into the semi-finals, where they're going to be facing the next set of teams that had an incredible... crazy game, which was Manchester United, who beat Liverpool 4-3. I was very happy.
That game was insane.
That game was insane. With United taking the lead early in the game and 10 minutes with a goal from Scott McTominay. Then back-to-back goals from McAllister and Mohamed Salah. Mm-hmm. Now with these goals, I don't know how I felt about them because, you know, there was, like, I think it was McAllister's goal where there was literally nothing the keeper could do or the defenders could do. They shot,
yeah,
deflected. He was right there and he shot it straight.
Mm-hmm.
Even with Harvey Elliott's goal, you know, at the 105th minute.
Oh yes,
you know,
yes,
bounce. But anyway, before I get there, it was 2-1, and literally in the 87th minute, Anthony with a knife chaps the ball, turns, you know,
with his weaker foot,
and then shoots bottom corner. Keeper never saw it coming. Making it 2-2, going into extra time. And, you know, it should have been 3-2 by the end of it. Such an open opportunity, Rashford.
Man.
Rashford missed. Like, the pass was beautiful. The first touch was great. But he just couldn't get it around the goalkeeper. But then in the 105th minute, Harvey Elliott thought that he sold the game with also a beautiful goal deflection. It was beautiful deflection.
Yes.
Basically then putting Onana on the wrong foot and he couldn't reach it.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the 20 in the 20th minute, in the 112th minute,
Marcus Rashford
redeemed himself. But a lot of props for me will go to none other than Scott McTominay, who freaking pulled a muscle trying to pass that ball. He pulled a whole muscle.
Scott! You have to rely on Scott.
You have to rely on Scott. And then assisting, giving such a perfect pass that all Rashford needed to do was take it first
just
time.
Hit. Boom.
You know, you make the shot too heavy, there's a stretch. You make it too weak, there's a first touch. And then
perfect pace.
It was perfect. And he was able to take it before he was close. Then in the 120th minute, Ahmed Diallo
seals the game.
Oh my gosh. And now I think our next show, I really want to focus on this game because there was like a lot of things that highlighted for me in this game and in a lot of it on what changed in the team and what we've been looking in United. And this is for any other team out there. But we will speak about that as we get
that show
there.
Needs a side.
It needs a side, you know. And on some other news, the British Parliament has passed a bill to allow for a third-party regulator to come in to the Premier League.
I just feel like we need to leave football alone. Why do we keep on coming with these rules? Like, what does this rule mean? What is this rule? When I saw it first glance, I was like, what is this?
What happened here when I first saw it, you know, I was 50-50 about it. The first part is, I understand where they're coming from, you know. When you support bigger clubs like we do, you kind of be like, no, they're coming into infringing in our businesses and stuff. You know, when you go look at the amount of teams that were on administrative control in football, right, you get shocked at the amount. And a lot of it is because the club is run bad. And, you know, I see the other view where football at the end of the day is a business. So, you know, allowing the government to regulate it is like allowing the government to regulate any private business.
Okay.
But at the same time, you know, and also this, I want to focus more on a later show when I get more information on it and when more information comes out. Because like on the other side, football affects people. It's, you know, it's a fan sport, you know, it's where people are going to be putting their money. It's where people are going to be going. There's a lot of, especially in England, there's a lot of culture around your football club.
For sure.
So it's 50-50 at the end of the day. And I think it's something I really want to look into more and see how it's going to affect football. I know they're going to be changing the requirements for you in order for you to buy a football club. They're going to be probably changing a lot in how much a club can spend and how much a club, you know, versus how much they're bringing in.
Yes.
I think it's going to be maybe be more strict on things like that. And now we will never see a European breakaway league because now it's going to have to go through the government.
So it's proper.
So there's going to be a proper setup, but I think time is going to tell how effective it's going to be.
Yeah, with these kind of things, we need to look at the results long term.
Yeah, and also as more information comes out and as we find out more information, we need to speak about it because, you know, it's going to affect football. Because I believe it always starts somewhere, and at the end of the day, every country is going to adopt it. Because then they're going to look, and then if it's going to breed a specific amount of success, and when I'm saying success, I'm not really talking about on the pitch.
Yeah,
I'm saying success in general. Like if it makes government looks more popular, that's success to them. You need to understand, this is government, it's not football. There's going to be politics involved, and that's what's going to determine success, you know,
in their eyes.
It's not going to be it should be the quality of football increase, but no, there's going to be a lot of other factors involved.
Yeah, I think this just shows to people how big football is.
Yeah,
and this football is why we love it.
It's huge. Yeah, but that is it for this show, and we hope you guys tune in once again to hear the amazing, the awesome,
yeah,
football,
oh,
show,
yeah, the V,
show.
Be.
Signing out.
Peace.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.